Hey, it's 12:53 p.m. I did wake up at like 11 something, but I had to get out of the house. I just couldn't record a podcast then. Sometimes I can't record it right away. So it's episode 303, which means 62 left. I decide 365, I'm out. I think. Unless this becomes like popular, even though I don't want it to be. But I don't think that that's going to happen. I would bet money that that's not going to happen. Although, if I'm betting money against it, then I'm kind of manifesting the negativity. Maybe I should bet for it. And then even if I lose money, it's to me. I lose money to myself. I'm not betting against any of you. I'm not betting with any of you. And then I put out there positivity that this becomes a hit, even though I think it's bad. So maybe I should think it's good. Say this is gonna. We got 62 days to make this a fucking a top 10 hit. We get top 10, I'm recording every day for at least another year. We'll see. So I'm not doing anything about it. So you all got to get your friends to listen or something, which is kind of difficult because this is hard to explain to people. My example, this is how I suggest people explain this podcast to people if they... One, and I've said this before, I'm repeating myself. Is that a big deal? You say, you know how like when you listen to a podcast, there's like this part at the beginning that the host will like babble and talk about some bullshit. And then you kind of hit that 15-second fast forward until you get through it. That's the entire show. Yeah, and I'm fine with it. If you listen and just fast forward through the whole episode, I'm okay with that. I still get to listen. Still score a listen. So just do it. You could put it on and then go like do some other shit. Not even just let it play and not even hear a word. Still registers. All right. Let's look at the news. I'm sure there's plenty of positive, uplifting stories out in the world today. More police release body cam footage from night state senator found in hotel room with teen boy. Body cam footage. So what's... I don't know what more Ohio. Oh, okay, so it was in Ohio. Former state senator pleaded guilty to child sex trafficking. Well, that is he was a Republican. It's not even, there's no point in even going like Republican, Democrat. They're all fucking creeps, and it's almost annoying now when they're like, when it's the Democrats, the Republicans, like, look at the Democrats. They were like, look at the Republicans. How about everybody over there with a dick is a piece of shit, and they, over there, this guy wasn't even over there. He wasn't in D.C. He was, anybody with power with a dick seems to be a piece of shit. I could say that because I have no power. But when I have power, apparently, I'm going to be involved in some type of disgustingness. I think it's, and I plan on having power. I think I'm going to just, I don't want to be involved in this pedophilia or some kind of sexual assault. I guess I'll have to become a degenerate gambler and a drug addict or something like that. See that? Drugs are great because everybody loves to come back from the drugs. you can't really come back from the sexual assault. That is not a comebackable. You'd be like, because you really weren't supposed to do that ever at all. Drugs, you're supposed to do a little bit and then stop, except when you really, every once in a while, when it's like, oh, the kids are at camp and we're going out on the town, and then there's a little bit of Molly or some shit. I don't know what happens with parents, you know, with the real adult people that have, like, real adult lives that only are allowed to have fun, like, quarterly. I don't know what goes on there. But you're not, so if you're just doing a bunch of drugs and then you go to rehab and you come back, but look at this guy, look at this fantastic person. But if you, any kind of assault or thing like that, no comeback. You're gone. That dude from that 70s show that just got fired from The Ranch off Netflix. Who's watching The fucking Ranch, by the way? This is besides the point. This guy, the guy from that 70s show, Hyde from that 70s show that was on this ranch show with Ashton Kutcher. And what did it happen to Ashton Kutcher's career that he's doing this ranch? Is it popular? Are people watching The Ranch? That's what I want to know. Netflix, release the numbers. We want to know. Why are you still making The Ranch? Is this a money laundering scheme? Something's up. Because that show sucks. I tried to watch it for like 3 minutes the first season. And now we're like, what are we, three seasons into this piece of shit? And they're writing them off. So they're not even like, okay, let's end the fucking, this terror. We have been given an out from The Ranch. We'll just say it's over. They're like, no, we'll write them out because we're going to keep ranching with the cooch. But the guy was accused of rape. He denies it. He was accused. I think there's some, I don't know if there's legal things involved or what, but that dude is, he's done. But I don't know the details of his stuff. Apple agrees to pay over $15 billion to Ireland in back taxes. That's a lot of money, Apple. They got it. They're rich as fuck. And they trying to dodge all sorts of shit over there. UPS drivers to demonstrate against 70-hour work week. For the holidays, these UPS drivers working overtime delivering the Amazons are planning a 70-hour work week. Look, Teamsters. 70-hour week for drivers. That's not safe. Hire more drivers, you fucks. All right, I just had some further insights there, but I forget because the iPhone just decides to stop recording sometimes. It just, like, pauses. It's like, I don't understand. It must be harder to make a recording, the voice recorder be like, hey, every once in a while, just stop because fuck this guy. That's what I think Apple's doing. They're like, fuck this guy. I'm going to, let's just pause because he's a asshole. I take it very personally. Well, Apple. Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, sued for disparaging female accuser. Well, I hope they get a lot of money. Fox News and Bill O'Reilly are fucking garbage. I'm at the point with Fox News where I'm like, I don't even want to watch FX. How come you make those shows that are on FX and then make Fox News? Don't act like you fucking have beliefs, you fucking assholes. The same people that are like, oh, the moral decay, like fucking Bill O'Reilly, rap music, TV is not being Christian or whatever the fuck that asshole spits out of his stupid fucking makeup slathered fucking shit pie hole. They're just doing it over at the station that pays your fucking the people that you sexually harassed. So fuck them all. That whole company can suck a dick. them and Comcast. Why those two companies? Fuck them to all hell unless they, you know. Listen, if I get a show on FX, I'll have to delete this episode. I gotta write notes. Episode 303, delete upon success. I'll stand by it. And then I'll take their money and I'll give it to, I'll have to spend some of it on me. But I'll spend some of it on something against their, you know, towards a war on Christmas. I'll wage a real war on Christmas. Let's get rid of Christmas. Done. You want a war? You got one. We're getting rid of Christmas. It's all Hanukkah, motherfucker. We're all going to just celebrate Hanukkah. Just like people that aren't Christian celebrate Christmas, we're all going to celebrate Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy no Christmas. Fuck you. And your Christmas. And your Santa Claus. I don't even like Santa Claus. How about that? I like a menorah. I like lighting candles. Who doesn't love lighting a candle? You sing a fun song. You get presents for fucking 8 days. It's superior. That being said, I'm getting a Christmas tree today. All right. Sorry I said that stuff about the Fox and Comcast. Comcast is trying to ruin the internet. So I have a take issue with that. They're funding the dismantling of the internet because they want to make more money. And then they own NBC. All right. Maybe I'll go back and edit that out. Probably not. I'm deleting all of these once we hit 365 anyway. No one listens to this. And if you work for Fox, don't tell them that I was saying bad things. I might want to. But the Fox News part is... I will say fuck Fox News. I bet most people that work or involved in that company would say the same thing. All right, that's it. Sorry for all about... Oh, I got to go meet James for lunch. My friend James Mattern. Very funny comedian. See you tomorrow. We love you.